I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Faith communities in St. Louis, Missouri are rattled but undaunted. Michelle Higgins works with the Black Lives Matter campaign in the area. She says within 10 days, somebody torched 7 African-American churches. So be praying. There are fears this could ignite racial tensions once more. As to whether or not the issue is race or religious freedom, she says,
our concern at this point is that it's basically an attack on some of the good kingdom-building work that our churches have been up to.
Higgins is also a speaker at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 15 Student Missions Conference in December. She'll be discussing her experiences as a believer working with Black Lives Matter. And MNN's Ronnie Rock has this report from Honduras.
Honduras has joined the growing trend to close public orphanages, focusing on family reunification and private group homes to provide care for vulnerable children. Sadly, too few caseworkers and too little infrastructure can't effectively care for those in need. Often, children are returned back to homes where abuse and neglect are the norm. But one organization believes the gaps can be filled. Austin South, Orphan Outreach Honduras director, shares.
It begins with effective evaluation and then fills the gaps with the full continuum of care, from healthy family preservation and reunification to foster care and domestic adoption.
Orphan Outreach is diligently working with the Honduran government and ministry partners, but the road is a long one and your prayers are needed to bring about child-centered change. From Honduras, this is Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's his personal journey to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.